Iowa, Apalachicola area oystermen and community leaders received a progress report last week from University of Florida scientists working to remediate the area's oyster population collapse. Carl Havens, director of Florida Sea Grant and leader of the UF Oyster Recovery Team, told a crowd of about 75 in Apalachicola that data being developed will help local industry representatives make management decisions to protect the area's world-famous shellfish. Also at the meeting, members of the locally based seafood industry self-help organization, Seafood Management Assistance Resource and Recovery Team, or SMART, announced plans for a stakeholders group made up of oystermen, shrimpers, crabbers, guides, dealers, and other industry personnel. The 15-member group will enable the local seafood community to speak with one voice in communications with management agencies and research teams to help the Apalachicola Bay to be managed sustainably and prevent a repeat of the oyster fishery collapse. Back in early September, Governor Rick Scott requested federal assistance to mitigate an expected decline in the area's fall and winter oyster harvest. Shortly after, UF Senior Vice President for Agriculture and Natural Resources, Jack Payne, announced the formation of the Interdisciplinary Oyster Recovery Team, which, in addition to looking for causes of the current oyster decline, such as drought, is also hoping to find ways the industry can move toward a more adaptive and resilient approach to oyster management, such as determining where oysters best survive under reduced water flow conditions. The recovery team scientists expect to deliver recommendations in early 2013. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.